Staff report.
Okay, in your packet, I put a copy of the PPCC award that we got for...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you to accounting for that one. It's based on their report that they send in. And I want you to realize this, Alan Winkle that signed this is my boss up at State of Idaho Retirement System.
How funny.
So I know Alan pretty well. The safety election, the time period for filing closes on Friday, and so far we have one person, and that's it. So if it closes on Friday and one person, no election is necessary. We can move forward with recommending to the Board of Supes to take action on that. Fiduciary insurance, we've been working on that, and of course we've had some lawsuits this year. The policy was about $82,000 last year, and depending which way we go, we could be looking at $142,000 this next year. I'm not bringing it back to the board for approval because it was already budgeted for that amount, so you will see it also in the increased budget that you get for the year 2014. The other thing, depending on activity, depending on the lawsuit next week, we previously had approved a front office remodel so that we can make use of the empty office here and open it up to the switchboard area. That was in budget probably a couple years ago, but it's still sitting there. We need to proceed with that one, so we're going to get going. I will probably also be coming back to you at either one, probably one of the November meetings, with the space that Matt showed us that's back there that I need to use, and perhaps a little space across the hall. So just don't be shocked. That's it. Oh, you are here.
As it relates to the election, the board won't be meeting this next Tuesday, but November gets sporadic. We're only meeting on the 5th and the 12th. I would suggest calling
Lisa,
and putting a placeholder on, because I think Thursday's a cutoff, and just put a placeholder so that whoever is designated can be on the November 5th board agenda.
Okay.
So they can put a placeholder. Tell them I told them to do it. My one limited power kind of thing. So, because it'll go on consent. It's not going to be a presentation.
Okay.
And that way it will get done, finished faster. And if it's on the 5th, then the new person can come to the meeting. I think we meet
the next
day. Yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to waiting till the end of the month.
Tim, do you have anything? What?
Well, considering we met 6 days ago, I think I'm
saying. I know. I can always come up with new things.
Karen, Vicki, okay. No outside professionals are left. Any trustee comments?
Attrition.
Yeah.
Gone.
Dave?
I go on the recording. When people are coming in speaking, are we telling them it's being recorded? And, or should we be telling
There's
them?
A sign right on the outside of the door, and typically we do tell them yes.
Okay.
Which door?
I meant
it's
this last
outside
meeting.
Outside of the board, though. Board door. So before they even come in, it's right there.
Okay, good. There's certain strategies we talk about that we know other people are listening to. I'm not sure if this is still such a good idea to have recording or not. I know we've invested and experimented with it, so I just want to bring it over for discussion, seeing if it's something that maybe we do not do going forward.
Yes. Yeah, I tend to agree, Marilyn and I and Tim, we've discussed that with regards to certain proprietary, it's still an open meeting. But rather than record it, and then we don't know what competitor managers might be accessing the information.
Okay.
I know on our site visit to Paulson, we were told they listened to the...
Many of them go out there, and all the press is out there listening to them now, too.
Right.
And that may be something the board wants to consider, whether or not we want to keep recording the investment meetings. Or meetings in general. I really don't know.
So how does this get back to us?
If the board would like it on an agenda going forward.
Right, we do that.
Okay. Because we certainly don't want to be recording our strategy for maybe reducing costs.
Right.
With
right.
the investment managers. So there, that's just an example, but.
Right. Okay.
We'll take care of that. Something?
Any other?
With that Southwest thing I mentioned.
I'm going to bring that up.
Okay.
Jerry?
Yeah, I went to the CRCA Fall Conference, which is the California Retired County Employees Associations, and our member is, we know it as Local 1 CRA, and they belong to it. I went because it's the retirees from the 37 Act counties, all of their retiree groups meet. It was held in Fresno, the food basket of the world, as they say, and probably about, truly about 70% of it is very social and just learning about the area, what they do there, and the only valuable part of it is you get to see what the other retiree organizations are doing. They bring their quarterly information sheets that they mail to all their retirees, so you can see those. And then at the end, there's always a legislation committee in which they bring the lobbyists for their organizations. And Amy Brown, who writes the PMR, who we all get and read, comes with a woman from the Senate and a woman from the Assembly that are lobbyists in those two areas of the state. And that's always an interesting and a almost worth the whole time to go down there. Of importance that she stated is whether or not the Chuck Reed initiative is going to gain any weight and carry any power and get put into a ballot that the public would vote on with regards to pensions. And it's really a significant piece of legislation in terms of it gives the power. It's trying to give the power to the employers of the retirement systems. So if they decide they want to change something in the retirement group, they can just change it. And it really takes it away from the unions to negotiate. It takes it away from the boards to act. The feeling is that it may gain a little bit of traction, but they think that the unions will gather up against it, and it probably will not show up. But in the climate of today, you never know what's going to happen. So that was interesting. And then also they talked about our board and the recent vote that this board took with regards to base pay only for new hires, and that's really a change from where this board was, because originally this board was the poster child for giving differentials all over the place, including the cell of vacation. And so that was kind of highlighted that change has occurred with us. And you read that in the you've read that in the PMR, because she wrote about that in the PMR. So that's kind of what happened there. They were they had their social function last night. I drove home and wanted to get home for the meeting today. So other than that, that's it. That's what I did.
Okay. Is the PMR something we get as a hard copy in our box, yeah, or do we,
yes,
have to subscribe?
Yes.
To
yes. One other thing, I mentioned it to Marilyn. I was approached by the other benefit is sometimes the retiree reps that are in the other 37 counties will show up. And in fact, the president of this organization is the retiree rep for San Diego County. And he came, he said, "Jerry, can I talk to you?" I said, "Yeah." He pulled me aside and he found out that we were attempting to separate with the agreement of the county and become an individual employer, and they have some interest in doing that, I think, and wanted to talk. So I'll reserve that for when Harvey's here reporting on it next week.
Well, November 6th meeting, we'll be talking about that too.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it.
Okay. Gabe raised an issue with regards to flying on Southwest, and Southwest, good fares, they don't charge for luggage, but they charge an optional fee, an early bird fee that will basically pre-check you in and reserve a seat at the front of the plane, or not a middle seat, and it's $12.50 charge each way. I think it's a totally reasonable charge, and I'm going to direct staff to accept claims for Southwest flights by staff and board with regards to if they choose to use that early bird check-in.
It used to be $10.
It used to be $10. They pulled to $12.50 now. Yeah. And that would be for any pending.
Pending too. And just to let this makes sense because Southwest doesn't charge for baggage, but the places that do charge for baggage, we pay it.
And it's $25 usually each way.
Yeah.
Or just for one bag.
One bag, yeah. Okay. Any other issues or comments?
So next week's agenda, we're doing more interviewing, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's fine. So on November 6th, I heard you say, I'm sure Harvey's going to give us an update based on the October 31st, and then he's giving us an update on the what I'll call the separation of Sisera from the county. Is that what I heard you say?
We'll have quite a few things on the November 6th agenda. We have a request from one of the retiree groups for a mailer. We'll have that on there.
For what? A request?
A mailer.
A mailer.
Okay.
Do the doctors still want to come meet with us?
Yes, they are coming too on the 6th.
Wow. A lot of variety on that agenda. Yeah,
one thing very on the close agenda, we're always running over. Should we be allowing more time, or is it better to try to limit it to something and if we go over?
Well, are you bringing up the issue? I'm a proponent of limiting public comment to 3 minutes or less. It's up to the discretion of the chair to let it go over a little bit. But, you know, if one person takes 10 minutes, then that limits other people.
I was talking more when the investors come in. We're always seen, nothing wrong, we just seem to run later, and then we have others waiting there 20 minutes, sometimes half
hours. As for the doctors, they know that public comment is limited. If they don't give me any written material ahead of time, I told them I cannot put an item on the agenda for them specifically. So I'm waiting for that still. I'm hoping to get it today. Today? This week? I don't know. I can't remember.
It's already on the investments. I mean, should we be giving another 5 or 10 minutes or just see how it goes?
See how it goes.
All right. I mean, some, like, for example, MFS, with the change in management or change in personnel, it took a little bit longer.
Yeah, because we asked questions. Yeah. So it's not fair to penalize the presenters.
And then the last group, Pierford, they actually came in 5 minutes.
Yeah, boom, boom,
budget,
boom, boom,
so
boom. I like that.
Look what it did for them, too.
Exactly. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Or actually, no,
a half hour later.
So you're a big Chris.
Get rid of this seat.
No, I'm not.
You want Will here.
I don't want to lose it is where I was going.